Hi, this is Beth Jones Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for businesswomen who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday morning to hear a word from the Lord and to encourage each other in prayer. You know, there is a rhythm to every season of the year, but none more so than the fall season rhythm. It doesn't matter how long it's been since you last rode a school bus or how long it's been since your kids rode a school bus, you still feel the rhythm of fall. You know, the time to buy your new school supplies, to find out who your teachers will be, to pick out your first day outfit, you know, whether for yourself or your kids or your grandkids. You know, these are some of the ingredients of the rhythm of fall. And we feel this rhythm still, even decades after we've been in school, because this fall rhythm pervades our communities, our workplaces, our businesses, our churches, our families. The rhythm of fall is one of the most predictable aspects of our lives. But predictable became unpredictable when COVID-19 entered our world. Our predictable fall rhythm has been interrupted this fall. You don't have to have kids in school to feel this impact. This unpredictability of this fall season is being felt in all of our lives. There's a sense of unknown, a lack of security, a lack of stability, just that lack of control, that uncertainty. These are not our normal feelings when we think about entering the fall season. You know, it's easy to allow all of this unpredictability to cause us to feel discouraged, sad, fatigued, to lose our joy, to just be troubled. You know, many of us are still not back to full strength with our incomes. Many are still laid off or getting limited hours at work or limited work at your business. And when has our fall rhythm ever included not enjoying outdoor activities, nor attending sporting events, nor enjoying fall festival celebrations? All of that's been altered. No, our fall rhythms this year will involve wearing masks, but not because of Halloween. Our rhythm this fall is different, and in many ways, it's also difficult. But the one thing we still have this fall is the opportunity to choose what we do in response to this unpredictable fall season. You see, our choices will become our new rhythm of fall. And one of our intentional choices this fall can be to seek shelter in God. The psalmist David provides us an example of how to respond to difficult, unpredictable times by sheltering in God, as he describes in Psalm 71. David wrote this psalm, most likely he wrote Psalm 70, and it just flows right into Psalm 71. It was at a time that David was experiencing a very difficult time in his life, and he sought shelter in the Lord, and the Lord came to his rescue, which gave David encouragement and confidence to carry on. You see, David was facing an uncertain future. So he turned to God, the ever-faithful rock. David wrote in Psalm 71, verses 1 through 8, he wrote this: "In you, O Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. Rescue me and deliver me in your righteousness. Turn your ear to me and save me. Be my rock of refuge to which I can always go. Give the command to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, from the hand of the wicked, from the grasp of evil and cruel men. For you have been my hope, O sovereign Lord, my confidence since my youth. From birth I have relied on you. You brought me forth from my mother's womb. I will ever praise you. I have become like a portent to many, but you are my strong refuge. My mouth is filled with your praise, declaring your splendor all day long." Well, as we face uncertainties, we can gain confidence that the Lord has gone before us, that He is our steady, dependable rock, who is always with us, just like with David. And as David also discovered, God will use difficulties and trials to strengthen us. David wrote this a little further in Psalm 71, starting in verse 20. He wrote, "Though you, Lord, have made me see troubles, many and bitter, you will restore my life again from the depths of the earth. You will again bring me up. You will increase my honor and comfort me once again." You see, David remembered God's faithfulness to him in the past, that God had cared for him and had carried him through many difficulties before. David affirmed that even though everything may be changing, God never changes. His faithfulness never wavers. And David confirmed God's faithfulness to him by praising God, by lifting his voice in praise, even when he may have felt more like crying than singing. David praised God. As Dr. David Jeremiah writes in his book, Shelter in God, he writes this, "This is the mark of the truly godly. In the very midst of life's deepest misery, their voices are lifted in praise of God. In a shattered family, from the rubble of a ruined business career, out of the tragic loss of a loved one, in all of these places, a tear-choked voice lifts itself toward heaven in unrestrained worship." You know, praising God in song, lifting our voice to Him, even when our hearts are troubled, even when the predictable has become unpredictable. Praising God is a choice we can make in this most unusual season. Praise can become one of the intentional new rhythms of fall this year. You know, there are so many praise and worship songs and hymns that we've all sung, offering praise to God and to reaffirm who God is. One that I love and recently have really been enjoying, you've heard it before, it's called The Blessing, and it's by Carrie Jobe and Cody Carnes. I'm sure you've heard it. It's not that new, but it is a praise song that I've really been enjoying. You know, the beginning of the song comes from Scripture, from Numbers 6, 24 to 26. The whole song is Scripture, but the beginning of it is that blessing that the Lord told Moses to speak over the people. In Numbers 6, starting in verse 24, "The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face towards you and give you peace." Well, I'll put that song on our First Things First Facebook page so that you can enjoy it and let it usher you into a time of praise to the Lord as you create your new rhythm this fall. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray you received a word from God today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you'd like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Telebible Study Time, just email me, Beth, @spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.